NPR announced its student podcast finalists earlier this month. And while the Crow Agency students didn't win, NPR host Rachel Martin gave their submission a nod in a segment about standout entries.
Out of Montana, fifth graders at the Crow Agency Public School told us about life on the Crow Reservation and addressed misconceptions and stereotypes they believe people have about them.
People think we still live in teepees and still hunt for food.
The student's teacher, Connie Michael, said she saw the call for entries online, and it made her think of a trip she took to Washington, D.C. last year to work with the Smithsonian on their American Indian Museum. She said she was surprised by the misconceptions she heard while on the East Coast.
So I told the kids that and told them that a lot of the people either think that they don't exist anymore or that they still live in teepees and ride horses and, hunt for their food. So they wrote scripts to inform other kids about what we do out here in Montana.
During a visit with Ms. Michael's fifth grade class last week, students were proud to share the Crow language, dances, and songs. That's a sample of the kind of thing they talked about in their submission to NPR. They gave a look into their lives and cleared up misconceptions people may have about Crow culture.
We use modern stuff now, like iPads, iPhones, cars, houses, and TVs.
They shared what they like to do.
We ride horses for fun. We listen to rappers. We have powwows. We dance, parade.
In a visit to the classroom, we sat in a circle and some of the kids talked about why they think it's important to provide that insight.
So other people can know about our culture and so they can tell other people.
To keep it alive.
To make it not be mistaken and stuff like how people think what it is.
Some students, like Elmer, felt the heavy responsibility of the task.
To be honest, it was kind of nervous, like Alice, to be speaking for a lot of people.
From Crow Agency, I'm Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News.